إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله بالحق بشيرًا ونذيرًا بين يدي ساعة. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. أما بعد، أيها الناس، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. All praise and thanks belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord, Creator and Sustainer of the heavens and the earth. We place our choicest greetings and blessings upon the most beloved of Allah's creation, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his family members, upon his companions, and upon all of those who follow his blessed way of life until the end of times. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us from them. Ameen. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, I would be failing in my duty if I do not remind myself and yourselves of the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I would be failing in my duty if I do not remind myself and yourselves of this matter. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu taqullah. O you who believe, O Muslims, be conscious of Allah. Have the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever you want to do something, reflect and think, will Allah be pleased with us? Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu taqullah haqqa tuqati. Be conscious of Allah. Be aware of Allah as you ought to be, as you're supposed to be. Wala tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. And do not die except as a Muslim. And obviously, if you want to die as a Muslim, one needs to live as a Muslim. Allah says in another verse of the Quran, Ya ayyuhan nas, O mankind, ittaqu rabbakum. Be conscious of your Lord, alladhi khalaqakum, the one who has created you, min nafsin wahida, from one soul, that's our father Adam. Wa khalaqa minha zawjaha, and from that one soul, Allah created its partner, our mother Eve. وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَ رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً. And from those two people, many men and many women came. Allah then reminds, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ. Fear Allah. Once again, Allah reminds us, be conscious of Allah. وَالَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ. And be conscious of the ties of family, the ties of kinship, your family ties. Never say, you know what? I don't speak to my brother. You know what? A business deal went bad. I don't speak to my mother anymore. Allah says, fear Allah. Be conscious of Allah, the one through whom you ask your mutual rights from each other. Wal arham. And fear the severing of ties. Inna Allah kana alaykum raqiba. Indeed, Allah is ever watchful over all of you. Allah says in another place in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, O you who believe, ittaqullah. Be conscious of Allah. وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. And do those deeds that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ. Allah will rectify your deeds. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And Allah will forgive your sins. وَمَنْ يُطَعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Whoever is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. He has indeed achieved the greatest success. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, this ayah teaches me and you that the criterion of success, the yardstick, the measuring stick of success is not the amount of money that I have in my bank balance. It is not the positions that I hold within society. It is not my qualifications, whether, you know, worldly or non-worldly, religious. Nothing of that matters in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is your and my level of obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal. That is the yardstick. That is how we as Muslims can gauge our closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, وَمَنْ يُطَعِ اللَّهَ. Whoever is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا, has achieved the greatest success. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us from the successful ones. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reminded me and reminded you, خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ طَلَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ شَمْسِ. The best of days, the best day in which the sun comes up is the day of Jumu'ah. Why? What's the wisdom? فيه خلق آدم. On this day Allah created Prophet Adam عليه السلام. وفيه أدخل الجنة. On this day Allah placed him into Jannah. وفيه أخرج منها. On this day Allah took him out of Jannah. And then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, ولا تقوم الساعة. And judgment day, the hour will not come except on a Friday. Subhanallah, the beginning of creation started on a Friday and the end of creation will be on a Friday. Wallahi, we are in a Mubarak day, a day in which we increase in salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a day in which we recite Surah Al-Kahf, the chapter of the cave, a day in which we come early to the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, and we increase in the nawafil, in the optional prayers. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us understanding and tawfiq. Beloved brothers and sisters in Al-Islam, it gives me great pleasure to announce an upcoming visitor, a noble guest. Such a visitor, he will come, and we do not need to take out times. We do not need to schedule time for this visitor. This visitor will come uninterrupted. In actual fact, this visitor will be the end of all our schedules. All the meetings that we had in our mind, I need to be at 5, I need to go to this appointment at 6, I need to meet that brother at 7. This visitor will not only come unscheduled, but this visitor will be the end of all our schedules. All our appointments will come to an end when this visitor comes. And Allah, behold, who is this visitor? This visitor is the angel of death. Allah Azza wa Jal reminds me and you in the Quran when he says, قُلْ O Muhammad, tell them, يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ الَّذِي وُكِّلَ بِكُمْ, that the angel of death that has been appointed to them will come to them. ثُمَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ تُرْجَعُونَ, and then to your Lord will be your ultimate return. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, death is that topic that no one wants to speak about. Death is that topic when you speak about it, people say, why are you being somber? Focus on bad luck. But it is a reality of life. A necessary part of life is the end of life, the termination of life, and that is in the form of death. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us tawfiq and understanding. Within this 1 week, we know our Imam, Sheikh Yusuf, our teacher, he lost his father, rahimahullah, may Allah be mercy upon him. Many, many famous people in this week, they left this worldly and mortal abode and they went to the Akhirah. This serves as a reminder for the Muslim Ummah that our actions are guided. Why? Why do we live conscious lives? Because we know that there will be an end. And we know one day I will appear in front of my Maker and my Maker will question me for the life that I've lived here. A person who doesn't recognize this, or a person who decides to conveniently forget this, that is a person that will live how he wants to live. He will follow, she will follow her desires. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us. People in their arrogance, people in their takabbur, they deny many things. In actual fact, atheists, those who deny the existence of God, they go as far to deny Allah's existence. They say, you know what? Allah, there's no God. All of these things, we can scientifically explain it away. Even they, the atheists, do not deny the reality of death. Even they accept that there is a reality such as death. Even though they deny the existence of a maker and a creator, they know that we will expire. We will come to an end and our lives in this world are numbered, subhanAllah. So me and you not speaking about death does not change that reality. We will die. And so today, inshaAllah ta'ala, we will remind ourselves about this reality. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us tawfiq and understanding. Allah quotes what the pagans, the mushrikun, what the pagans of Arabia, what they said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They said, "Qalu in hiya illa hayatuna dunya." They said, it is only our worldly life. This life that we're living, this is it. Namutu, we will die. وَنَحْيَا, and some of us will live. وَمَا يُهْلِكُ إِلَّا الدَّهَرُ, and nothing will destroy us except time. وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَبَعُوثِينَ, and we will not be raised up by Allah. They denied the raising up after death. They said this is not the reality. But death in itself, they did not deny. So no one denies death. Everyone in this world, when we came into this world, we came with a birth certificate, but we will not leave this world. We do not know when we will leave this world. Allah Azza wa Jal, in the 30th juz of the Quran, when He speaks about the reality of death, Allah says, هو الذي, Allah is the one, خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم. Allah is the one that created what? What did Allah create? Allah created life. Death and life. Not life and death, death and life. Because death in and of itself is more of a certainty than life, subhanAllah. I do not know if Allah is going to give me more kids. Any kids that Allah has written for me is contingent upon the will of Allah. But death is a reality. Everyone sitting here, in the next plus minus 100 years, most of us will not be here. And that's the reality of this life. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us understanding and tawfiq. Allah Azza wa Jal, when He speaks about the disbelievers, and specifically the Jews, and those who are like them, He says, وَلَتَجِدَنَّهُمْ أَحْرَصَ النَّاسِ عَلَى حَيَاةٍ. You will find amongst people that they are very eager to live. They want to live as long as possible. وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. And among the pagans of Arabia at that time, they wish to live a very long life. يَوَدُّ أَحَدُهُمْ. One of them would like to live, لَوْ يُعَمَّرْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ. He would like to live for 1,000 years. وَمَا هُوَ بِمُزَحْزِحِ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ. But Allah says living 1,000 years will not distance them from death. It will not distance them from Allah's punishment. They will reach Allah's punishment. وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ. And Allah sees well what they do, subhanAllah. What is that verse that is quoted on our radio stations every day? كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Just before I left the house, I heard on the radio, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every person will taste death. That uncle whose janazah was announced now on the radio before I left, he did not know on the Friday, August the 2nd, will be my demise. Wallahi, brothers, this is the reality of life. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every soul will drink from the cup of death. Every person will experience death. The best amongst us and the worst amongst us. The old amongst us and the young, subhanAllah. Death is not very tolerable. Death is not very forgiving. If your time is there, your time is there. Whether you are 2 years old, whether you are an infant of 5 months, whether you're an old man of 100 years old, if your death has been written by Allah, it has been recorded by Allah, it will come to you. Allah reminds the best amongst us. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah says, وَمَا جَعَلْنَا لِبَشْرٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ الْخُلْدِ. O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no person before you was given eternity, immortality, the ability to live forever. O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَمَا جَعَلْنَا لِبَشْرٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ الْخُلْدِ أَفَإِن مِتَّ فَهُمُ الْخَالِدُونَ. Is it such that when you die, they will live forever? No one will live forever. If anyone was given the gift of living forever, who would it have been? It would have been the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But even he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was immortal, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote death for him. Allah says in another verse, reminding the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ. O Prophet, you will die. وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. And indeed, they will also die. Allah Azza wa Jal tells me in the Quran that there are certain things, the knowledge thereof, He has kept it away from mankind. Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ. Allah is the one that knows when the hour will come. Who knows? No one knows. Not even the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was privy to this information. Not even the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew when the sa'ah, when the moment will come. وَيُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثِ. And Allah is the one that sends down the rain. They might predict. And what we have today is a calculated prediction based on science and based on knowledge. But at times when they predict, Allah Azza wa Jalla has decided otherwise. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ. Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jalla knows when the hour will come. وَيُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثِ. And He sends down the rain. Allah says, وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ. And Allah knows what is in the wombs of females. Do we not know what is in the womb of my wife when we go for the ultrasound? We do, right? Do we know? When we go and the doctor says, congratulations, Mr. Hill, you will be, Allah has gifted you a boy. We know. Allah says, but Allah knows the reality of that which is in the arham, in the wombs of the females. I might know the gender of that child, but do I know the personality of that child? What type of person will this be? Will this be a pious person? Will this be an impious person? Will this be an introvert? Will this be an extrovert? No, we don't know this. Allah Azza wa Jalla has kept that knowledge to Himself. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسُ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدًا. And no soul knows what will happen tomorrow for him. We do not know. Yes, we plan, we make arrangements, we make appointments, but what actually is written for us for tomorrow, we do not know. وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسُ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتُ. And no soul knows in which land you will die. SubhanAllah, think about that. No soul knows in which land he will die, let alone when he will die. We do not know where he will die. Most people will probably die like 6 kilometers from where they live. We don't know that, subhanAllah. If I do not know where I will die, if I do not know where I will die, the when, subhanAllah, Allah Azza wa Jalla has kept that hidden from us. Allah says, ma kana li nafs, it is not befitting, it is not correct for any soul to die, illa bi idhnillah, except by the permission of Allah. Allah has decided when we will die. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us tawfiq and understanding. Allah says in another verse of the Quran, aynama takunu, wherever you are, yudrikhumul maut, death will catch you, walau kuntum fi burujin mushayyada, even if you are in a fortified building, you're hiding yourself. Allah Azza wa Jal, if he has written death for you, death will come to you, subhanAllah. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us tawfiq and understanding. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has clarified this to us. He has clarified this matter to us. He said, inna a'mara ummati, the lifespan of this ummah, of my ummah, is between the ages of 60 and 70. And see, if you find yourself just over the dribble of 70, you should be thanking Allah, because Allah Azza wa Jal has given you extra life to be obedient to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the dua that the Imams make in the Salatul Janazah? Allahumma in kana muhsinan, fazid fi ihsani. Oh Allah, if he was a good man, add to his goodness. Wa in kana musi'an, and if he was a bad person, fatajawaz an sayyati, then forgive his sins. Wallahi, when Allah gives you this extra part, this ziyada, you know, this is like extra, an extra lap that Allah gives you. This is the time that you engage in Allah's obedience. Wallahi, the Prophet ﷺ said, one of the people that Allah will not forgive on the Day of Judgment. When we say not forgive, we are speaking in with emphasis. It means Allah can forgive anyone that Allah wants to. But one of the people that the Prophet ﷺ said, that will not attain the forgiveness of Allah, Allah will not look at mercy with that person, is Shaykhun Zani. It's an old man that is still disobeying Allah. I mean, you are like literally your body is run down. You need to start preparing for the Akhirah, yet you are engaging in sin. We can understand a young man, you know, being in the grips of sin and wrong and stuff like that. We can understand that, we can rationalize it. He's young, right? You know, people think they're gonna live forever. But an old man, he knows his demise can come at any time, yet he disobeys Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us tawfiq and understanding. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in vivid detail, he described to us death. The Prophet ﷺ, when he was on his deathbed, he said, Ala, inna lil mawti sakarat. Death has pangs, and the Prophet felt those pangs. The Prophet felt the pleasure and the difficulties of death, subhanAllah. Where does that leave me and you? We will feel that. We need to prepare for this ultimate end, our ends. And when we live with this consciousness, this that I'm going to die, and I will stand in front of my Maker, and my Maker will question me, it will guide my decisions in life. I would think twice before I do anything to anyone, before I take anyone's property, before I hurt someone, because I'm guided by a day in which I will stand in front of Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah will question me for my deeds. SubhanAllah, think about this. Just 1 millisecond before the angel will come, Allah Azza wa Jal records that conversation, and Allah says, لَقَدَ كُنْتَ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ هَذَا. That angel will retort and say to us, لَقَدَ كُنْتَ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ هَذَا. You were unmindful about this. Many of us, obviously no one here denies death. No one, but we live lives that indicate that we have forgotten about death. The angel of death will say, لَقَدْ كُنْتَ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ هَذَا. You are unmindful about this moment. This is a split second before the angel takes our ruh. فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ. Now we have removed from you the veils. Now we see Akhirah, Jannah, Jahannam, Barzakh. But now it's too late. Now there's no more time for Tawbah. Now you see people's eyes going like this. People in shock. People saying things that are inappropriate. فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ. Today your eyesight will be the best. Today you do not need specs. Today you will see the Akhirah in front of you. But then you cannot make Tawbah, because at that moment, your soul will be snatched by the angel of death. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us tawfiq and understanding. But, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, when Allah Azza wa Jal, He describes the end, the death of the righteous in the Quran, He describes it very beautifully. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ. Indeed those who say Allah is our Lord, indeed those who profess faith in Allah, They profess belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثم استقاموا. And then they affirm on that. They live in accordance with that. Living Islam is difficult. Living as a conscious believer in this world, in the society that we live in, is very difficult. It's by no means an easy thing. It takes effort. It takes thinking. It takes strategizing. Hoe kan ik die avoid wat haram is? Hoe kan ik die avoid wat verkeerd is? It takes, you know, mental effort. It takes physical effort. Allah says, the death of the righteous. The end of the righteous. And I'm going to end here, inshallah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. Indeed, those who say, Allah is our Lord. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. And then they live according to that. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. The angels will come down as they are laying on the deathbeds. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. The angels will come down. And the angels will say, أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Do not be scared. Because you are going to a new realm. It's scary. You do not know what to expect. أَلَّا تَخَافُوا. Do not fear. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. And do not grieve for what you are leaving behind. You are thinking now, my wife, my kids, I'm worried, how are they going to live? أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Do not fear what you are going to face. No grief what you are leaving behind. وَأَبَشِرُوا. Instead, become happy. وَأَبَشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ. Become happy with the Jannah which Allah has promised you. Then they will say, نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. We are your helpers, we the angels, we will assist you. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. نُزُلًا مِّنْ غَفُورٍ رَحِيمٍ. They will say, we are your helpers in this life and we are your helpers in the next. وَلَكُمْ. And you will get مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ. Whatever you desire. You desire women, you will get women. You desire food, you will get food. وَلَكُمْ مَا تَدَّعُونَ. And you will get whatever you ask Allah for. نُزُلًا. This is Allah who's seeing you. This is Allah gifting you. نُزُلًا مِّنْ غَفُورٍ رَحِيمٍ. From the most forgiving and the most merciful. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, this is the death of the righteous. This is the years of Salatul Fajr. This is the years of lowering your gaze. This is the year of dhikrullah. This is braving the weather and going to the masjid. This is living a life of obedience, being a good husband, being a good father, being involved, teaching my kids their deen, availing opportunities for deen for them. All of that strife and that difficulties, this is what we will get. This is what Allah says. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. The angels will come down and they will say, we are your helpers in this life and we will help you in the akhirah. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ. You will get whatever possibly you can think of and desire, you will get that. وَلَكُمْ مَا تَدَّعُونَ. And you will get what you ask Allah for. نُزُلًا. This is Allah availing. This is Allah at Ummah. مِنْ غَفُورِ الرَّحِيمِ. From the most merciful, the most forgiving. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us tawfiq. And may Allah Azza wa Jal grant us understanding. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, I've got 2 days worth of notes in front of me, but I'm not going to bore you to death. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, at the end of the day, death, as we mentioned earlier, it is a reality. If we do not talk about it, it will not change the matter. We will die. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught me and you, he said, أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَذِمِ اللَّذَّاتِ. Speak and mention a lot the cutter of pleasures. The cutter, the thing that will bring end to our pleasure, and that is death. The Prophet said, think about this. We are not making mudhakar and discussing here to become morbid then. Sial means and yuslachim yani. We're not saying you must become serious and, you know, not you don't smile, you're somber. No, we're not saying that. But we're saying, keep it in the upper part of your mind that my death can come at any times. How many times have you heard about people who pass on without being ill? How many times have you heard about young men that sat, you know, felt the pain and fell over, and that was the end of them? Who guarantees me and you will live beyond this day? Beyond exiting the masjid? No one has a guarantee. So how can we live lives in which we think we have the guarantee that we will live forever? May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us of those believers that are conscious of our end and our demise. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us obedient to His orders and that of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي ساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أما بعد يقول الله عز وجل في القرآن الكريم بعد أن أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث رواه الإمام الترمذي رحمه الله في جامعه أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وشد في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه وزاد بن عين في حليتي وأحمد في مسندي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها وزاد الإمام الترمذي رحمه الله والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله عنهما ورضي الله عن جميع الصحابة أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم قردا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير الناس قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا كاملا ويقينا صادقا ورزقا واسعا ولسانا ذاكرا وقلبا خاشعا وتوبة نصوحة وتوبة قبل الموت وراحة عند الموت ورحمة ومغفرة بعد الموت والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين اللهم انصر إخواننا المجاهدين في فلسطين اللهم انصر إخواننا في سوريا اللهم انصر إخواننا في اليمن اللهم انصر إخواننا في كشمير اللهم انصر المسلمين المستضعفين في بنغلاديش اللهم انصر إخواننا في بنغلاديش اللهم انصر إخواننا المظلومين في الهند اللهم انصر إخواننا في الصين اللهم انصر إخواننا في السودان اللهم انصر إخواننا المظلومين والنساء والرجال والصبيان المستضعفين في السودان اللهم انصر المسلمين المظلومين المكفورين في كل في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها آمين رب العالمين اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وذكرنا وأنثانا ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم ودعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أعلى وأولى وعز وأتم وأهم أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقيموا الصلاة.